views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sy Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sy's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sy.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And I have my beautiful assistant and talented assistant, Sky Siegel. How you doing, Sky?
I'm good, sweetheart. I'm so happy you're home.
Yeah, I know. It's good to be back. Yeah, next week I'm going to be I don't know if I'm going to be doing the show from California or if I just have to take off. I don't know. I might do the show from California because I'm going to be in California next week in the L.A. area for my nephew's wedding. So I'm going to debate whether I've done radio show wherever you're at. It makes no difference. We'll still be able to do it. It just depends what's going on in that moment. So, but it will be fun.
It will. And Mazel's up to you for your
for my nephew's wedding, it's
very
all
nice. Very
it's all
nice.
Goodness. Do you know what a yetta is?
Is that where they a yetta?
No, there's an expression when somebody is. There's a reason why I said that. You know, when you hear when a Jewish person a Yiddish expression is when they say, "Oh, they're a yetta," that means they talk and talk and talk.
Yetta. Oh, yes, I've been called the Yenta many times.
Well, listen to this. So I said to my brother, you know, his son is marrying a beautiful Oriental girl. And, and she's gorgeous. She really is. They're a great couple. And I said, if they ever have a baby girl, she's going to be an Orienta.
Only you, Marty. That is so cute. An Orienta, precious.
So I'm really I'm really looking forward to this trip and just to get away. And I know Charity, my wife, she's really looking forward to get away from it all and stuff. So it's nice, a different element, different atmosphere. And so we're excited. We are. We're really excited to go out there, you know.
Oh, I'll bet. In L.A., my goodness. You'll be in the hub, baby.
I'll tell you something, I told you on the way to the studio, I was explaining to you how frustrated or upset I was with the traffic of New Jersey, because I was on the New Jersey Turnpike, and it was like a parking lot. You would think that a Bruce Springsteen concert just got let out. I mean, it was like bumper to bumper for miles and miles.
Yeah.
So I did what I preach. I practiced what I preach. There's nothing I could do about it, okay? I'm going to be in the studio in literally just a couple of minutes, doing it by phone. And I just put on the music, you know, and the music, it really did. It helped me calm down. So rather than freaking out like, oh, my God, I'm going to be late, my attitude is, you know what, there's nothing I could do about it. I made some phone calls. I took care of some stuff. And, I just did what I could do under the circumstances rather than freaking out. I just literally played the music and then was on the phone for a little bit taking care of business. So, and it's all working out. It's all going to work out. So,
I always say, there's a reason for everything. Had you, God forbid, left a little earlier, you never know. You could have ran into an accident or something terrible could have happened. So, I always say in cases where I'm late, thank God I arrived safely. Thank God I left when I did. Big deal, I'm a little bit late. Means nothing. I'm here in one piece, and I'm happy. And I always take it in. As I'll tell you, I missed you last week.
Oh, thank you. But that was good. You got to spread your wings. You got to fly by yourself, and that's exciting. I remember when I first started off, and it was very, very exciting doing a radio show by myself, and you know, it was very cool. It was a great experience.
I have to admit, I was very excited, and I really have to admit that I was thinking, wow, Artie is so cool for allowing me to have such great judgment to know and put all his faith in me, which was almost better than doing the radio show alone, knowing that you had the faith in me that I could handle this, you know? And I guess that's what we're all about, faith and the spirituality and the way it all meshes together. And you knew more than I knew that everything would work out as planned by our Creator. And it did. It really did. I was able to give some time to a few more callers. And, of course, I missed you a lot. So, you know, I talked a little bit more about you. And, you know, it went well. And I, again, thank you for the opportunity, for allowing me to spread my wings and to do something that I really never did before. And it was really nice, Artie. It was really nice. And not nice in the fact that you weren't there, but nice to know that you had the faith in me and the confidence. And you appreciate that.
You're welcome. But if I felt that you didn't have the capabilities of doing that, then, you know, I just would have done a pre-recorded show. You know,
I
knew that you had the gift of gab, and I knew that you would be fine, and I know that you'd be able to read people no problem, and it was great, you know. So, but it's great, but you know, even with my other helpers, you know, because I have another business that I do, and I have a cleaning business besides doing what I do with you, and you know, I got to a point where, you know, when I was going away on my honeymoon, I had to trust my guys who was working along with me all the time, and I gave them all the directions how to get from one house to another, so that they knew what to do, and so everything went off without a hitch. Everything went smooth. So when I got back, you know, all the jobs were done, the customers were happy, and then I did it the following year. I went out again for another week. And then all of a sudden, it went so well, and I said to myself, why not go on vacation every week?
Something wonderful.
Yeah, and my helpers, you know, after I gave them that trust and that faith that I, you know, so if they screw up, you know, something that's human experience, and that's just growing. You know, you can't. You know, if you're going to be obsessed with micromanaging everybody about everything, you're caging yourself, you know, and you're not able to have a freedom lifestyle if you're the one that has to do everything. So that's why it's very important that when you have helpers, that you're able to teach them how to handle responsibilities so that it could run, so your business could run on its own. You know, and, you know, but you have to do it only with people that you trust, because you don't want people to steal your business also. So, and I've had a couple of that happen to me where people try to, you know, backstab me over the years. But I did find a group of really, really good people who I could trust, and they're fantastic. And so when I go to visit them every now and again at a job, they'll look at me like, what are you doing here? How come you're not at the beach? How come you're not at the movies? We're okay. We don't need you. And I love hearing that stuff. You know, I don't think it personal. That's great, because they feel confident within themselves. They know what to do. And now it just, you know, my business flourishes, and I'm very grateful for that. And it's the same thing with this. It's like knowing that, you know, if I'm not around, you got it covered. You know the deal. And, you know, you could always, you know, pick up the phone and ask a question, or text and ask a question. It's not a big deal, you know, and like I said, it's all about growth and about trusting people, and, you know,
you know what? A lot of people don't think that way, and when you do run across somebody in your life that gives you that opportunity that you've never had before, throughout your life. I mean, believe me, I had to fight my way through everything. And when you finally get that one person that believes in you, yeah, it's a big deal to me. You know what I mean? It may not be a big deal to someone else, but to me, it was. You taught me a lesson, and the lesson was that now you're confident that I'm a Yenta. You're confident that I'm a Yenta because now you know I can talk up a blue streak, right?
That's right.
You dirty dog.
I'm a dirty dog, I tell you. Right now we're together. And
yay, give me a hug, give me a hug.
Oh, how are you?
Good, I love you.
Okay.
All right, back. Now, we had a very interesting week. We had a very interesting week this week. I had a very spiritual week.
Okay, good.
Very spiritual. And very spiritual. My angels. I was able to reconnect amazingly with them. Do you know, I was talking to them yesterday, and I was doing this exercise that I was telling you about, where you can actually feel in your body when they're actually with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt on the side of my leg like somebody had like a match or a cigarette lighter touching my side of my leg, and it was like on fire. And then I said, is that you, my archangel? And then it actually diminished until it went away. And I knew, and then I held out my hand, and I also felt that burning sensation in my hand. And I said, oh my goodness, I said, and this is wonderful. And then a tingling sensation all over my body.
That's really good, because when I know my angels are around at nighttime, sometimes during the day, but a lot of times at nighttime while I'm driving, I literally see beams of purple light down the road, like flashlights of, you know, like with the car beams or your headlights. And I see it that strongly all over the place. And, but it's usually like right down the side of the road or in the middle of the road, but it's a straight beam of purple light, and it's very cool. And a lot of times my hand or my arm will burn up like it's on fire. It's like very warm out of left field. So again, it's either the spirit of a loved one if I'm doing a reading, or it's the angels when I know that I'm by myself.
Isn't that amazing?
It's very, very cool.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful,
it's
baby.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
And you know what? Other people should really, take the time to do that exercise. It's so simple. If you breathe in and hold your breath for 3 seconds. Then when you breathe out to 5. So you're breathing into 3 seconds. You're breathing out for 5. Now, when
Hold on, Sky. We got to go to a break.
Okay.
So we're going to continue this. So stick around, everybody. Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stanek is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And before we took the commercial break, I was explaining to everyone how you can get the feeling of your angels being around you, your archangels, your regular angels. And it's really nice. And the exercise I was explaining was if you take a deep breath and hold it and then release the breath slowly until you hit five. But as you're hitting five, kind of like get that air really out of you by kind of like bearing down and getting the air out, and do that three times. After the third time, just relax and see what you feel. Yesterday, I got a sensation going all over my body. I got a sensation of absolute burning on the left side of my leg. And I got a tremendously peaceful and loving, gentle feeling. So what I suggest is remember those feelings, and then when you get them without doing those exercises, you'll know that your spirit, and not your spirit, but your angels and your archangels will be with you at that particular time. Now, I say spirit world because I'm an American Indian, and to us, our angels are our spirit world. So I will sometimes slip up and say spirit, but I do mean angels when I say that. A lot of people call them spirits, a lot of people call them angels, divine helpers, guardians, but they're all the same thing. They're our angels and our archangels. And now after you do that beautiful little exercise, remember that feeling, because when you do get that feeling again, you'll know they're around you without having to do that exercise.
And that's when you could ask them questions. So when you know that they're around, or whatever it is you want, you know,
right,
especially when you feel them. So, but you want to know something, you have to keep on practicing it. You know, some people, you know, get too frustrated too soon because they expect too much too soon. And when you're meditating, it's about blanking your mind out and not expecting anything. It's just whatever thoughts may come into your mind.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you know, when we do readings, you know, people might forget and we're not getting answers to that question, or they want a specific loved one and they're just not there. And so you could only give what is given to you to give to them.
That's correct.
So we don't always give you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And that's something about, you know, trusting in the spirit. And even though you might be we might be frustrated because, you know, we're people pleasers and we like to try to get one answer. But it doesn't always come out that way.
And I'll let you know something else. I have run into numerous times when somebody would come for a reading and let's say they wanted to speak with their dad or their mom. But in life, their dad and mom were very, how can I put it, very quiet, very subtle. They were kind of shy. So, you know, they don't usually come up first. You'll usually have an aunt, an uncle, a brother, God forbid, a child, God forbid, a million times. But you'll have somebody else that will do their warm-up. And then once they find out, hey, wait a minute, if he can do it, I can do it, then they usually step forward. But if you have no expectations, that's when you get the best reading.
Right. And a lot of times it's, you know, the person who you want most, all of a sudden your aunt or your uncle who you haven't seen since, you know, 85 years ago, will appear, or a neighbor, an old neighbor will appear. Well, but I wanted to speak to my parents, or I wanted to speak to my kid, and yet they're coming. Who knows? You know, maybe they took a sabbatical. You know, maybe they just took off for a little bit, or they're at, you know, they're at spiritual class, or, you know, they're visiting a different part of the world.
Right. They're learning how to prune their wings.
Because, you know, you knock on somebody's door, it doesn't mean that they're going to be home. I mean, on the most part, though, we could pretty much so connect. But there are those times where, you know, you're not always going to get exactly what you want. But like I said, you will get what you need, or where your energy is the strongest. You know, so this week's topic is about fear, and that all of fear is just an illusion, but our ego makes a huge reality.
Yes.
And so therefore, that's what stops us from growing. That's what stops us from making necessary changes. That's what stops us from taking chances, because we're afraid. And the only way you're going to get ahead in life, and the only way you're going to experience the best of the best, is by taking chances and going for it. And you can make up all the excuses in the world why you can't, why you shouldn't, but, and timing is important too. You know, now might not be the time because due to circumstances. But so long as you're working on a plan to get from point A to point B, then that's wonderful. But if you're not working on a plan to get to a better place or to make things better, you're going to stay stuck on that wheel like a hamster, you know. But it's very to have a goal to go to, or don't accept just okay. It's either you put your energy into improving a situation, and if the situation is not going to improve, or no matter what you do, it's just not going to, you know, get better, then you need to change, or you need to get rid of, or you need to reinvent yourself.
That's true.
You know, and a lot of people are afraid to reinvent themselves.
And I'll tell you, you're never a loser. What time, as long as you pick yourself up, reinvent yourself, or just try again.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
You're not a loser. The only loser is the one who stops
who gives
doing
up.
It and gives up. Absolutely.
And when everybody else is saying, oh, what are you doing that for? Oh, what are you crazy? You're just stupid. Or you're with, you know, if you're listening to all those people giving you devil's advocate advice, or giving you this piss poor advice, or negative advice, or fearful perspective, if you buy into it, you lost just like they did. And a lot of times people are jealous. Right. They're jealous.
Yes.
Because you're willing to step out of that comfort zone. You're willing to step out of the circle to try to make things better. So they'll do everything they can to try to knock you down, to, you know, degrade you, to do whatever they can just to keep you in this small little circle where they can control you.
Yes, to give you that fear, that doubt, that, oh, you know, you're going to invest a lot of your time, you're going to invest a lot of your money.
Who's going to want you? You're going
to
lose all your money.
Don't listen to it.
You got to go for it, you know.
And you know what? You wouldn't have had the plan in the first place if it didn't come from the Creator, okay? I truly believe that our angels and our Creator always puts us in a situation. They direct us. They can't put us there because we have free will. But they can direct us in the way they feel or we will flourish. So now if you're saying, oh, I'm going to listen to Joe Blow down the road, and you're going to say, oh, I'm not going to try that because it's not going to work, you're defeating yourself before you start. You're defeating yourself before you start. Don't listen to anybody. If you feel it in your spirit, if you feel it in your soul, do it.
You got to go for it, because what feels right for you might not feel right for everybody else. And what works for you might not work for everybody else. And don't buy into other people's perception of you when you know that they're way different than you. And my father used to talk negative about me when I was younger, not negative about me to other people, but whenever I first started my other business, I said, to my dad. I said, I'm going to start my own cleaning business. I'm going to start doing my own window cleaning, power washing business. Oh, what about insurance? Or what happens if you get hurt or something? And I said to him, I'll deal with if I have any situations, I'll deal with it when it happens. But, you know, you can't, there's always a lot of reasons or excuses of what if. But you want to know something? That's all a part of life, and that's all a part of, you know, succeeding. You know,
yeah.
To be a good success, you have to learn how to fail. And when you can overcome that obstacle, then, you know, you're going to be okay. We are going to take a caller soon, but before we go for break, Guy, what's the phone number for you so that if people want to reach you on a personal note?
My phone number is 908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. Now, if anybody wants a free reading from Sky and I while we're on the show, just call in at 800-930-2819. So stay tuned because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
And Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And right now we have a very patient person who's been waiting online. We have Julie from Minneapolis. How you doing, Julie?
Hello, doing great.
Hi, Julie. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
What can we do for you?
I was calling in because when the topic was fear, my daughter's starting a new position in a job this fall, and she's facing a lot of fear, and she's had some rough times going on right now, so I was wondering if you could see anything for her.
What's her initials? What's her first name and her initials?
Michelle F.
Okay.
Now, you say she's facing fears over this job?
Yes. Yes.
Well, why is she taking it in the first place, then?
Oh, she's taking it, but it's just a big step from her coming out of college.
Oh, I fear that. Yes. Correct?
What?
But actually, that she has no experience coming from school, going into the business world. Well, I want to tell you something. I do feel...
She's going to be fine.
She is going to be great at what she does. She's such a conscientious person. And I feel as though she gives her all.
And she's going to get a lot of support. So she's adding more anxiety into her job than what needs to be. She's just feeling really stressed out because of everything to it. And this is like learn as you go. And she's going to end up being fine, so don't worry about it. Just keep on giving her support.
Yeah, it's your obligation. And I'm hearing this from spirit. Mom, give as much support and as much confidence as you possibly can.
She's going to do fine. Don't stress over it. And when you see her getting uptight, I want you to downplay everything, and then that'll make her feel a lot better.
I know that she happens to take your word very seriously. And you make a very big impression in her life, not only as her mother, but as her confidant. So she really listens to you. She may not, you know, always tell you, yeah, Ma, I'm definitely going to listen. But when push comes to shove, she really takes your ideas very seriously. So the best thing to do when you see her, what?
Well, I was going to say, last night she just dropped the bomb that her boyfriend of 6 years just dumped her, so I don't know. She's doesn't know how this situation's going to play out either, so she's dealing with that too. So,
You want to know something? That's a mourning process, and that's a human experience. So, you know, starting a new job and letting that go. But you want to know something? She's going to be fine. I want you to bring to her attention all the things that she's done in her life and all the things that she's accomplished in her life, so that she could see the strength within her and the beauty within her.
Yes.
And when you say, honey, you've done this, remember when you did that, and you overcame this, and you accomplished this, and you're going to do it again, you know. But she's always missed out by her, but she always manages to pull through.
I always keep reminding her that even though at this juncture of her life, she may feel that this man is exactly who she wants, when she goes into that business world, she's going to find out that there are men who think more like her, and she is going to be so thankful for unanswered prayers, because she will find somebody who she's going to be very compatible with.
Do you know how many people say, oh, thank God I didn't do this, or oh, thank God this happened? When you think that you wanted something so badly, and then all of a sudden, you know, it turns out it would have blown up in your face. So had you gotten what you say that you wanted. So, I mean, yes, you keep going after what you desire and what you want, but if you're being blocked or you're being challenged, then, you know, that's a sign. But she's just going through some challenging times, but you're going to see she's going to end up coming out. She might be stepping in some crap right now, but she's going to come out smelling like a rose.
Absolutely. And you're going to have to support her a lot during this process, because like Artie said, it is a mourning process. She's been with him for quite a while, and to the steps. And as mom, you'll be there to catch her when she falls. And the best thing to do is to start telling her to date immediately.
Yeah, don't let her sit home a lot or say, hey, come on, let's go out for ice cream, or let's go see a movie, or let's go watch somebody play music. Don't, you know, if she's not going to allow herself to go out with friends, then offer to take her out. Say, just don't sit there like a lump on a lot. But, you know, do something, and you're going to see her out. But if she sits around home doing nothing, she's gonna end up falling into a depression.
And it's not gonna last a long time either, because she is now going into an endeavor that she's brand new at. So it's those ideas about the ex and everything else, she's gonna have time to think of them. She's gonna have only time to concentrate on her new position and her new lifestyle.
So all these feelings that she's going through, it's not gonna be a long term like this. You know, she'll feel it every now and again, you know, especially when she sees other couples. But she knew for a long time that this relationship wasn't right. Again, she was hanging on to this relationship out of fear.
And I think she was the one that was really holding it together.
Right. And so, believe me, it's a blessing in disguise. But thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for your help.
Thank you very much.
All right, right now we got another wonderful person.
all the way from New Jersey. Hey,
well,
Debbie, how are you?
Actually,
hi,
actually, Artie, why don't we go to Maria from New Hampshire because Debbie hung up. Why don't we do that?
Oh,
all right. Sounds good. All right, Maria. What's going on, Maria?
Hi, Artie.
How you doing, sweetie?
Hi, Maria.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we
your feed has stayed in and out. Okay, great. I was just listening about, you know, going out of the box and kind of stepping beyond and taking chances. Well, I'm starting, I have two business roads I'm starting to go down to make extra money to help out finances. One is doing birthday parties for children. Working with children involves, you know, different things with children. Another one is working a friend of mine with health products, vitamins, mangosine juice,
just
things like that.
Right,
I don't,
there, Maria.
Okay.
Stay with the children. Go
stay with
the children.
Okay.
I see that my it's so funny. My spirit world is kind of being very playful, and they're showing me you surrounded by children, and not only they are going to benefit, but you're going to benefit from it because you're the person who loves children, and I think
right.
That's going to be what, sweetie?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sky. I just don't know if I've been working with children since I was 14. I'm a teacher of 30-plus years, so I don't know if that's feeding into that.
No, I think that that's where God placed you in this universe to be with children. I really do. You have a forte for it. You may be sick and tired of what you've been doing, but I do believe this is going to be a whole brand new aspect of what you're used to. And
okay, so don't do the health benefit thing.
No, I don't feel. Let me tell you from myself, not from spirit. This is from myself now. When you go on the internet and you look at television, there are so many products being sold out there. Organic this, lose weight that, eat this and you'll look skinnier. There's so many natural products. You know, you have thousands to choose from. What is going to make your product stand out more than anyone else's? And I'll tell you, there's big companies out there, tremendous companies, which I will not mention their names, which also profess to be 100% organic, and they sell vitamins and cleaning products. And you know something? It's very hard to compete for a small business to compete with such a large industry. I truly, and I'm feeling from my spirit world now, that you will be very successful with the children.
Okay, great. And one more thing, hon. I retired. I'm trying to get back into in the schools. Right now, I substitute. I'm trying to get in like a para or a structural assistant position. I keep, you know, asking for guidance and asking doors to open. You know, the everyday subbing does get draining. I've been trying to ask, you know, for guidance and things for something full time in the school. Do you see anything coming in that way?
I think that your guardian angels are going to give you just enough time to do your subbing so that you can really work on what you should be doing, and that's your business.
Okay.
So I think that between
Alrighty
both
then.
Of them, you're going to be better off than just doing a full-time teaching job.
It's a really good website.
Okay.
Because people believe what they see. So marketing is extremely important. So it makes no difference how good your product is or how good you are, but it's all in the marketing if you want to be successful. And people believe what they see. So if you show yourself, you know, in a very fashionable way and show yourself what you could do for them and how great you are and how great the program is, you're going to have people buying into it, and then word spread. But you got to give it time. You got to just keep on planting the seeds and be exciting. Be excited about planting the seeds because, you know, planting the seeds to other people. Because then, you know, people start to talk. And then when there are any kind of fairs going around town or whatever, if you could get yourself a booth and then just expose to the public where there's going to be lots of kids or lots of people, and then you hand out programs and you hand out brochures and you let people know that you exist and what you could do for them. So, you know,
yeah,
don't
so
be afraid to
that,
invest in yourself.
Also, I want to let you know something. Where children are concerned, there's a lot of free publicity that you can get your hands on. So look into that, because my daughter runs, she's a administrator for a daycare center, and she mm-hmm. took that place from zero to we need a new place now. So, and she did wow. most of her advertising for free.
Enthusiasm sells. Wow. So long as you're enthusiastic in the way that you come across, because if you come across, oh, hum, or, you know, you should just try, you've got to be very enthusiastic
yes.
when you sell whatever it is you're doing. But right now, we got to go for break, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you so much, Sky. Thank you so much, Adi.
Oh, it was a pleasure. I love your New England accent.
Me too. I'm jealous.
Oh, I'm going to go to the park now with my car.
You sound beautiful.
You sound awesome.
Thank
you got character.
I love it.
All right, everybody. This is Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. So stick around, because we're going to come back right after this commercial break.
Psychic radio show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Now, again, we were talking about, you know, unfortunately, too many people living in fear. And fear is really, if you want to call it the devil. And, you know, most people think that the opposite of love is hate. And it's not. The opposite of love is fear. And so it's very important that say people say they believe in God and they think they're a nervous wreck. And I challenge them and I say, you know what? I believe that you believe there is a God, but you have a really hard time believing in God. And so you say you believe in God, but you don't. And I go, if you do, then you wouldn't be scared crapless all the time. You're always nervous. You're always afraid. You're always on edge. You can't get any sleep. And when you're constantly living in fear, how can you tell me that you believe in God when that if you really believe in God, you'll know that everything will turn out for the. Now, there's an understanding if, God forbid, someone's going in surgery and, you know, you're worried. You know, for them or you're, you know, and so therefore that's where you just got to put your prayers out there and just assume that everything will work out for the best and whatever is to be is to be. As a human spirit, we always want what's best for our loved ones and we want everybody to come out with the best of outcome. Or if you're going to trial, you want the outcome, you know, so it's understandable to be a little nervous or a little concerned. But when crap is hitting the fan and the chips are on the table, man, I'm feeling the warmth through my arm right
that's
now.
The angels.
Yeah. When the crap's on the table, that's when you speak to your angels. When you are most nervous in your life, when you are most upset or most worried, that is the time that you speak to your angels. Or you decide and you say, thank you for helping resolve the resolving the issues. Thank you for nurturing my heart. Thank you for taking care of them. By you communicating to them when you're most nervous or worried, that's you showing faith because now yes. You're allowing them to intervene into your life. But you saying, oh my God, I'm so worried about them. Oh my God, I'm so worried about the finances. Oh my God, I'm so worried about will he ever get, you know, get out of trouble or will she ever get out of trouble? Will they ever stop taking drugs? Will they ever do? You know what? Just send your love and your positive energy towards them and you know what? They're going to learn.
And if they don't learn, that's their path.
That's your path. And you can't, you know what? But you got to protect yourself. You know, while somebody else is making really piss poor choices in their life, you have to protect their actions. And if you do, you're going to get caught up in their karma. And so that's why a lot of people say, you know, I'm such a good person. Why does all this crap happen to me? Or, you know, I try so hard and like, you know, everybody else around me is failing or they're hurting or whatever.
You know what it's like? It's you're like the person that's standing at the bus stop and there's a puddle right near that curb where you're standing and that bus goes right into that water and you get splashed. It's like you're getting the backlash of all that negative karma because you're too much in the middle of what you're worrying about them about. Now, the only way to have faith in God is to release yourself 100% totally and give it up to him. Give it up to God, and that's where spirituality comes in.
And say, God, it's in your hands.
Right.
It's in your hands, God. You know what? My problems are overwhelming. My situation's overwhelming. I just don't know what to do. God, you know what? I release it in your hands. I please just, you know, give me comfort knowing that everything's going to be okay or that things are okay. And you're going to start seeing signs, but you're going to see that a lot of stress is going to leave your body and leave your life once you give it up to God. And it sounds cliche, and I don't mean to sound la-di-da when I say it's 100% the truth.
You'll feel it, and you'll actually physically feel it. When you're giving it up to God and when you're truly believing that God is taking it from you, you will absolutely feel a feeling inside of you that is like almost like you've taken a bath from the inside out.
You want to know something? I'm very proud of this one situation that happened. I was having a massage by this awesome masseuse out in Wisconsin. And, you know, I was visiting a friend out there in Milwaukee. And so she said she wanted to write a book. And she's a healer also. And so while she was working on me, I just, you know, thought about her and how she wanted to write a book. And she's a healer. And I picked the name of her book. And it's called It's Out of My Hands. That's the name of the book. I told her that's going to be the name of your book. It's Out of My Hands. And she was so excited, and I believe she got it copywritten right after I said that.
And, you know, what a perfect name for a book like that, for somebody like that. It's out of my hands. And like I said, so even though it came from me, but all the messages are fed to me, and that's how I know what I know. But, man, it's like that's how a lot of songs come about. That's how a lot of poetry comes about. You know, you just sit there and you just, you know, ponder, or you just gaze outside or gaze at the stars and just allow yourself to relax. And all of a sudden these beautiful thoughts come in. And so, oh, my God, she was so excited and so happy. You know, it's out of your hands. You know, the healing energy, it's out of your hands, and it's also – you know, God utilizing your body so that you could heal everyone else. It's not you. It's the spirit of the angels and the Holy Spirit. And they're helping you, and they're helping you help other people. And so long as you give acknowledgement of where it's coming from, all right, your abilities are only going to get better. But if you allow your ego to say, I did that. I'm the one who predicted that. You know, yes, you did predict it, but also remember the answers are given to you, and the beautiful energy is given to you.
And don't forget, we only know a gigabyte of what's coming, of what the universe is all about, of what we're going to be stepping into when we cross from this world to the next. We have no idea. I mean, we know a little bit, but the amount that we're going to learn is so tremendous and so mind-boggling that our brain cannot handle that right now. And that's why we don't know it. So the easiest thing to do is to just give it to God and just let things happen naturally. You'll be so much happier for it. And not only that, your life will go in a certain pattern.
Yeah, choose to have more faith and less fear. And you want to know something? So many people, I was just doing a reading for this beautiful girl the other day, and I said to her, I said, you know what? While you're on step one and two, meaning in the now, you are stressing, you are ruining your today by worrying about what's going to happen later on. You know, your goal is 9 and 10, and you're on step one or two, or maybe you're on step three or four of your project or your goal or whatever. By you stressing out so much about what could be later on, you're literally ruining the now, because the now is all you have.
Yeah.
All right? You don't have yesterday. It's already happened. What did you learn from yesterday? Was it a beautiful experience, or was it a crappy experience? And if it was a crappy experience, what did you learn from it? But by you stressing out about, well, what if this happens, and what if that happens, and I'm afraid of this, and what I'm afraid of that, well, right now you are totally, and I answered, I said, is everything in your life right now okay? Is it okay? The pluses and the minuses, overall, is everything okay? She said, yes. I said, all right, well, stop ruining the now by worrying about the later. By you enjoying the now, or making the now as best as you can, you're naturally setting yourself up for your next steps in life.
And those little steps in life that you're taking, and that you're worrying about getting from 1 to 10, all in between are such amazing points that you're going to need in order to accomplish 10.
Allow yourself to experience the spontaneity of life. Some of your best creations happen in the spur of the moment. Some of the most fun times happen in the spur of the moment.
Oh, absolutely.
But, and it's great to be a planner, and it's great to think ahead. It is. But there is such thing as obsessing. All right?
And I hate planning.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest planner.
I'm a winger, and you know what? I find out when I don't have a plan and I just spontaneously do what I have to do, I have the best of times ever.
Yeah. There are people who I know where they have to plan the next day, where they're going to be during this day, where they're going to eat, what they're going to do in the evening, and then for the next morning.
Yes.
It's like I had these one relatives, my exes, I'm not going to mention names, but like while we were having breakfast, my mother-in-law would say, what are we going to have for lunch? While we're having lunch, he's saying, what are we going to have for dinner? And I said, why don't we just enjoy the now? Stop planning and just enjoy the now.
God bless my sister. I adore her.
Wait, and I adore her too, but we have to go to a commercial break.
I'll come back.
So, Sky, what's your phone number if somebody wants a reading?
Well, if you want a reading from the wonderful Sky, my rate, 800-500-1474.
And she will blow you away. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you want to call in to get a reading from Sky and I during our show, feel free to call us at 800-930-2819. And then when we come back, I believe we have a caller from Colorado. So stay around, because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
We'll let the magic take us away. Back to the feelings we shared when they
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.